Hi, everybody. We're coming in a little late, but here we go. We're on page what? Four in our little book, which you don't have if you're listening online, but here we go. We're talking about personal. So the idea of praying and preparing my heart for the day, that helps set order here. And I really need that first. Anybody else in that camp? Yeah. I could do it at the end of the day, but by the time I wake up in the morning, I've usually forgotten. So in just normal things, physical, I simplified this so much for myself. I'm just not going to get complicated in it. I need to drink as much water as I drink coffee. That's my goal. I have not reached that today. I want to eat healthy. I want to make good choices. Just I'm all about eating whatever, but eating in moderation. I'm just a moderation kind of person, and I could moderate a little bit better after eating in the dining hall for 9 weeks. Yeah, you tell me. You live in this where they have dessert after breakfast, you know? Golly. Anyway, relational, I talked about emotional. Those are just things. My favorite thing that fills up my tank right now, I mean, it's changed through the years, is I love a good story. So I love to grab a good book and hop in bed with my down comforter. And I sit up there with my little white dog, Baxter, and he gets off the bed when we go to sleep. But I love to get into a story and just sink into somebody else's life before I go to bed. That fills my emotional tank. For you, it may be something different, but I always try to find something. And I found that that has helped me create order in my own personal space in my life. So that's where I wanted to start, kind of that foundation. And then I'm just going to move right on to some of the practical things of organizing. And we're going to talk first about paper. How many of you have paper? Yeah. Where does most of your paper come from? School?
Bank statements.
Junk mail. Yeah, at the post office here at Mount Hermon, it's so nice. We have to go to the post office to get our mail because they don't drive it up the hill. And there's a recycle bin right in the post office. I love that because I pull it out of the box, throw it away, and walk out the door with what I need in my hand. It's really good. So as you grab your mail, you might go to the side of your house, open up the blue can, and just start putting it before you even go in the house. That will help you greatly. But I want to talk to you about a couple of filing systems that have really helped me. And this one is my favorite. I've had this box for years. And this is my what I call my immediate file. And this file is filled with files of things that I need to get rid of immediately or need to put somewhere immediately. And I'll kind of walk you through what I have in here. So as I pull mail, if there's bills that are in there to be filed, I have a file in here that's on my kitchen table because I'm working on it that says bills. And I just put them right in there. So then when I sit down to do our finances, I have them right at hand and I'll pull them out. I have my mom's financials in here because I take care of her financial stuff. I have a file for electronically deposited checks. Do you deposit checks electronically? Well, if you do, then you got to keep them for a certain amount of time and then you shred them. So I have some of those in here, and when it gets a little chubby, I take them out and shred them. So it just gives me a place to keep them. Each of our family members have a file, which I really love, including Baxter. He has his own file. Now, the benefit of this, for instance, we leave next Tuesday to take our son Bronco to, that's not his real name, but I can't tell you his real name or I'll have to shoot you because he's a day camp counselor. I'm going to tell you his name anyway because I'm going to slide, but we're going to take him off to school and we have a young staff person coming to stay in our home with Baxter. So I just have to take out Baxter's file and put it on the counter. It has his vet, it has the to do, feed one scoop in the morning with a little warm water. I mean, it's all here. Don't let him drink from the creek. Here's how you put on his leash. So it's all right there for them. And then all his vet papers are in here too, and his vaccinations, etc. It's all in one spot. It's so easy. And I did have to make a new file because, well, I've had Baxter quite a while, but I had Annie before I had Baxter. And when Annie died, I threw out all her papers because I didn't need them anymore. And I loved Annie, and I can look at a picture of Annie, but I don't need to keep her vet papers anymore, okay? I'm saying that for somebody in the room, I know, right? What kind of things would I keep in here? I would keep, Bronco has his eyeglass, like, prescription for contacts. I keep that in there so I can get to it easily if he needs to go get that redone or order new contacts. I have papers of various kinds from school, things that I want to put away in a permanent spot but I don't have time to, I'll put in here. And then every once in a while, I'll pull this bucket out and I'll sit in front of a movie I'm watching and I'll just go through it and throw out things I don't need anymore and get up and put things in different places that they need to go, like maybe a kid's box or something, which I'll talk about a little bit later. I have their colleges in here that helps me, and the nicest part about that is like I keep their password, like if Caleb is going to Liberty. So here's the information right on the inside of the file that I need, like when fall registration is, when I'm supposed to pay for it. I have his sign-in number and his password right here because I need to go in to his account all the time. And as a parent, you don't get the privilege of doing that, right? You know that, right? Because they're 18. They have to sign a waiver for you to receive their bill as well as their grades. And so we had our tuition check for our first daughter, and we said, see this? We signed the bottom of this, and you will sign the bottom of this. So I have a file for the Mal Herman bookstore. I keep receipts in there because sometimes I buy things and I take them back. Just different things like that. Gift cards. I have for restaurants, I have gift cards for stores in here. Just an easy place to slide them. Some people keep them in their car, which I think in a little file thing in your car is a good idea too, because usually you're out and about when you need them, right? I think that's a great idea. I keep the car wash receipts. Yeah, Carla?
I was going to say the gift card, you should keep them in your trunk, not in your glove box.
Yeah. It's glove box. Yeah, that's good. I have that didn't work. I have my clipboard here, and this has all my Mount Herman stuff on it. So when somebody comes to our house and they want to know who the speakers are for next year, I, instead of looking it up on the website, I just give them the brochure, or I show them the brochure, and I don't give it to them because then I wouldn't have one. But people ask us all the time about prices or about different things, and I really don't keep up with all of that, but I have the brochure that has that kind of stuff if I need to reference it. So this is my immediate file. I keep this on my kitchen counter. It's right in my workspace where I'll say this, I kept it on my kitchen counter. It was right on the counter where I worked the most and needed to get to stuff. Now it's I have a desk that I keep it on. And I don't have these four kids at home anymore, so I don't have quite as much paper. Okay, immediate file, get an idea for what that is. Yearly file is where I keep files in a closet in containers that have things that I need to keep for the year. Medical EOB things that come in, bank statements that come in, receipts from giving that come in, all that kind of stuff. If the car gets worked on, I have a file for each car. I keep the registration stuff in there because you need some of that for tax purposes. And then we're on a minister's allowance, so I have to keep every receipt for anything I spend for my home, and I keep those in there too. So it's all in those yearly files. Then at the end of the year, I will pull out those files, clean them up, and transfer them then to my permanent files, which are the files that I keep, financial files for 5 years. And I keep those receipts in there so that if we were ever audited, I know exactly where to get them. Does that make sense? I've heard different. I asked my financial guy, he said 5. So that's what I'm going with. And in my 30 years of being married, we've never been audited. cross my fingers. Not that I'm really afraid of it. I'm not. Our life is pretty much an open book, so that's good. Yeah. All right, what other paper? Not kids stuff. We'll talk about that in a minute. Anybody have a question or comment or idea on paper? Yeah. Right, right. I started doing that with, you know, if you give to something, they send you a receipt. And then, like, if you give regularly, like we have missionaries that we give to through agencies. Well, at the end of the year, they send me the final total with everything on it. So why am I keeping the monthly statements of you gave $30, you know? I started to throw those away. Recycle. I did say recycle. Yeah, that you don't throw that stuff away. No, but stuff that is not, yeah. And I would keep those medical EOB things for the year of billing, and then I would shred them. Yeah, because you know how thick those things are, right? And may I just say to you, you only need the top two pages. Maybe the top page. You don't need the one that explains it in every language. You've seen those, right? You don't need those. Yes, unless you speak. Thank you. That's true. Unless you speak a different language, then it's not going to help you too much anyway, because it's going to tell you to go online and look for it in your language, right? Any other questions about papers? Yeah. No.
I'm not gonna let anybody take that time.
No, I don't. I just do it when I need to do it. And I do my billing when there are no kids in the house because I need to think straight, you know? I start working at the end of December on cleaning out files because I need to start on tax stuff eventually there. Sometimes it's January by the time I honestly get to it. And I do it in the evening. I'll turn on a movie or watch a show we're watching, and I'll pull out files and start digging through them. And our guys in our house like sports, so they're watching sports quite a bit. And I like to be with them, but I don't necessarily like to watch baseball forever. I mean, I like it if you take me to a game because I love the food and I love to watch the people, but I find that I can be in the room with them. I can be going through a file or two and listening to them, you know, with their sports stuff, kind of being part of it. I called it shoulder-to-shoulder time, right? Yeah. So it's not rigid, but I do have to do it. I also, in January, start on a drawer a day. And I start pulling out a drawer, cleaning it out, and closing it up. And I do that at the beginning of every year just for fun, because I'm really kind of weird about those things. Yeah, it could be a clothing drawer. It could be a drawer in my kitchen, like my spice drawer. I might pull it out, and I might look through and say, what's been in here too long, and pitch it. I might take them all out, wipe it, and put them back in, because it gets dirty. By the way, I'm going to get to this in kitchen, but if you have a drawer that you can put your spices in, they're so much nicer lying flat where you can read them all than having to stack them in a cupboard where you can't really see what's on them, you know? All right. Let's talk about calendar for a second. Let me tell you this too. Not calendar. Before that, I found a couple of apps that I've liked. I've revised this workshop through the years because of the internet. But there's a couple that I really like. This iScanner app is awesome. If you need to have a document sent and you don't have a fax machine, have you ever had to do that? And you're like, oh, I'm going to have to take this to my husband's office to have this done. Or your printer might do it, but sometimes you don't know how to make that work. The iScanner is great because you can take a picture of the document. It lets you put it into a regular document size, and it allows you to send it in any form that you want where it needs to go. And I have used this millions of times. Caleb was able to take a picture of his medical record and do it as a document. And I used to have a pen. Here's one. And send it to the college, and they accept it as a legal document. I would do the upgrade on it. I would spend the $2.99 for the upgrade. I mean, it's less than a cup of coffee, and it's a one-time fee. That allows you to lock it so nobody can get into your documents. It allows you to sign them, like you can sign a document on it. It has all kinds of features that are a little bit better control. So that's a great one. There's also one for photos that will do photos, which we'll talk about in a second. Keeper Password is great. I keep all my passwords on Keeper. So there are apps for everything. You know that, right? Keeper Password's great. It allows you to put it in a file. So I could put college, and then I can put my kids' college. I can put their student numbers. I can put any information that I want to keep in there. And it's on my phone, it's on my computer, right at a touch. I have to do a lot with my parents, and so I need to remember their date of birth and their social security number I need to have on hand, all those kind of things. They're right on my Keeper Password. Yes. Yes. Yes, it does. And if you upgrade. Yeah, if you upgrade. And it'll keep all your passwords in a cloud for you. I have not done that because there's just something about having my passwords out there. I just haven't felt good about, but it's the cloud, you know. They're very secure. They're very secure. Well, if you just download the app, it's on your phone. It goes to no one else. Oh, you have a system to get in, whether it's your thumbprint or a code that you set to get in. Mm-hmm. I would put a different password on it than I do my normal stuff. Yeah. It's just another good way. I've backed it up, by the way. I do have a backup on it, so I know if I lose it, I know where my stuff is. It keeps my Southwest rewards number. That's important, right? Good. All right, any other apps that you know of? Or they're good. There's lots of stuff. Oops. Calendar. How many of you prefer a paper calendar? Yeah, a lot of people do. How about those of you that like the electronic calendar? You like, yeah. There's benefits to both. Some people do both. This is my preference. I like that I can color it and, you know, like, you know, Mike's in blue, I'm in green, whatever. You can send things. I have learned my husband does not like me to send things from my calendar to his, so I don't do that. It's like, don't put your stuff on my calendar. I'm like, okay, I won't. So, but I prefer that because I use all Apple stuff, so it all goes through whatever I have. But this year at Christmas, my daughter made me a planner. And my word for the year is follow, so she put that on there. And 2018, and every page is hand-colored, and I know that she's a college student. It has, like, summer highlights, August highlights, and then she'll have things in here of my word follow, like, how did I follow Jesus this month? You know, it's so precious to me, so I now do both. The written calendar and my electronic calendar, because I have to keep track and I definitely have to use this. And it'll become like a journal for me for in the future years. Anybody think they might go home and make a box like this? Yeah, that's good. All right. Then you might need some new folders for your box.
Thank you.
There you go. You're welcome. Sorry, she was a little closer. Whatever method you choose to use for calendaring, I think keeping track of your stuff is really important. And if you have a system that you could keep track of your kids' stuff on also in a different color or different, you know, system, Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, go ahead. All right, here's another idea for paper, is the Family Message Center. This is not mine, by the way. This is from Pinterest, of course. But we had a bulletin board over our desk in our kitchen for years and years and years as the kids grew up. And what I did is I had each child's name written down, and then if paper came in that was related to that child, it would go under their name on the bulletin board. So school papers that had to be filled out and returned, or had something that was coming up that you wanted to remember that was dealt with the kid, whatever. Birthday invitations, anything that dealt with that child got pinned up under their name. And then we had one for family. So family things that were coming that we needed to remember. I kept on that bulletin board also the number for poison control, we had our address on there so that if we had a babysitter that needed to know our address, they had it. And then I also have on this page the GC file, which means the garbage can file or recycle file. And just the thought of just if the paper, if you look at it once, you get the information that you really think you need off of it, then recycle it. Use it for something else. You don't need every paper that you think you need. Mm-hmm. Or if you think it may be important, take a picture of it. Take a picture of it. I'll keep some pictures. I have them on my desktop, like right on the computer, of important receipts of things like when I did my taxes, when I paid it online, then I received the receipt back. I kept the receipt on. I just took a photo of it on my computer and keep it on in my files on my computer. So I always have it to go back to if there's anything that says, oh, you didn't pay your taxes. I'll say, oh, no, I did. Here's the picture of my receipt. All right, good. Any other questions about papering, paper stuff?
What about stock reports? How many years?
Stock reports?
Mm-hmm. Monthly.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I think that would be a good throwaway or recycle, maybe within a year. Yeah, pitch them. You can get all of that stuff online, and if you don't do that online stuff, your financial advisor does. So you can always get that information from your financial advisor. If you don't feel secure with that, though, then keep it for a year. So then keep the last month and pitch the rest. But I would shred it. Yes, always keep certificates, like for life insurance, those kind of things. No, but these are the monthly reports of taxes or stocks and stuff like that. You don't need to keep as much as you think you do. Yeah. I'm sure, too, you probably have a son or son-in-law, someone that would be able to help you decipher what you need in those, or a daughter. All right, photos. Let's talk about photos. Photos are a big thing these days. We have paper, or we have printed ones. We also have electronic photos, tons of them. How many of you have boxes of printed photos at home? Yeah. How many of you have done stuff with them? Yeah. All right. How many of you just look at them and they make you feel guilty? Yeah. All right. How many of you have tons of electronic ones? We almost all do, right? I was laughing because we never just take one picture anymore, right? So if I say, would you take a picture of me standing here? You'll take two or three or five. Oh, let me turn my head this way. Oh, let me lift my chin. Remember from here up, you know. So we just take far more pictures than we need to. I have found a good place to get rid of pictures is while you're sitting waiting for something. So if you find yourself sitting in a doctor's appointment waiting in the waiting room, go through and delete pictures. If you're waiting for an airplane and you're sitting in an airport, start with your most current picture and go backwards and delete the ones that you don't want anymore. Just use that little bit of time to do some file cleaning. And pictures, with pictures, that's a good thing to keep spending your time on. My question to you is, what is it that you really want to remember, and how do you want to document it? What is it that you want to remember, and how do you want to document it? There's so many options out there. So let me give you some of the electronic options, all right? You can order and make books, right? So photo books are the new photo album, which is great. They can be expensive, but they can also be cheap. And I've given you a whole bunch of icons there of different photo companies: Shutterfly, Snapfish, Chatbooks, Apple, Google, and Mixbooks. They're all great for photos. Some of them are kind of a subscription thing where you decide that you're going to pay every time they send you a book. Like Chatbooks, you can go on there and you can, every 60 pictures that you post on social media, they will send you a book for $8 or $10. So you never have to make another book on your own if you want to do it that way. They also make these really cool, almost waterproof, kid-proof books that you can do books for your kids that they can, when they're little even, they can enjoy. There's so many options. Shutterfly is a great one. It's easy to use because it will help you pull pictures right off of your photos and put them into their books. They will make a book for you. You select the pictures, they'll put them in a book for you and arrange it all for you. Never use Shutterfly without at least a 40% off coupon. They're everywhere. Yes. Yes, I had that on my phone for a long time. You walk into Macy's, hit Retail Me Not, it'll pull up Macy's, it'll tell you exactly what's on sale in the store, and it'll give you a coupon if on some stuff. But I wouldn't use it. If you have no idea how to do this, I have a couple of ladies that have come and said, I don't even know how to get my pictures from my phone to my computer. I guarantee you have someone in your life that does. And I say take them out to dinner or lunch or breakfast if it's going to be all day, and have them help you, show you how to download your pictures onto your computer and then how to put them in a book. And then once you get the hang of it with them, you'll find it's really not all that hard to do. And it's fun. Like I've made annual books like these. This was a picture that Rachel took of us in 2014. And before my oldest Megan was married, but I just did it by month. So like I did, well, this is May, so we had prom, and just things that happened in the month of May. And then I did summer instead of July, June, July, August. And I just have a whole bunch of things that happen in summertime. So, and you don't have to use this is like one of my favorite pictures ever. You don't have to use the best pictures. You really, remember, it's about the memory, right? That's why you look at pictures, is to bring back memory. A lot of your children's memories are going to be based on pictures. They'll remember, oh yeah, by a picture. I remember this trip to Tahoe by this picture, because it's my favorite. So these are good. This is an Apple book. I like the quality of Apple books. That's why I use them. But they're not cheap. And they don't have coupons. I know. Costco does a good book too. Yeah. This was a little one I did this on Apple. I thought I did Shutterfly, but there's an Apple on the back. This was like $8. And it's just this little thing of a couple of my girlfriends came to Mount Hermon and for a weekend. So I went online, I made the book, I sent one to each of them for $8 each. And just have this little remembrance of our weekend. So much fun. But in the old days, I used to do the albums. You know, I have a lot of these albums that are bigger. And I would do 300 pictures a year and just slide them in, print them off, slide them in, and write about them. And they're great, you know, memories. And I look at them very rarely. But I did a couple of these. This was a missions trip that we did to Nice, France. I have one here for our 50-50 party when Mike and I both turned 50. We did a 50-50 party and had 50-50 bars, and everybody came dressed as half of something, like salt and pepper or whatever. It was really fun. So I did a little photo album. How many of you did creative memories back in the day? Anybody? Yeah. These were fun. They were expensive, and they were like a really big craft hobby. This is my one and only. And this is my teething child who christened it for me. But this was when Caleb was born, we did a little photo album. Somebody gave me all the pieces to do, and that's what I made, my one book. All right, the other thing, Google has a great app called, where did I put it? PhotoScan by Google. So if you use Google Photos, where you store your photos on Google, the great thing about that is you can pull them up anywhere you are on anybody's device, right? You just have to know your password for Google. So Google PhotoScan, you can go through and you can scan any picture, and it will help you. You can size it. You can take red eye out. You can take a shine off, all of those things, and scan your own photo. So if you have a bunch of these old photo books, you could go back and take pictures of them and then make an electronic book and then get rid of the bigger book that takes up space. I want you to know this, and I want you to hear me loud and clear. It is okay to throw away photographs. It is okay to throw away photographs, especially in the days when we used to do doubles of everything. Here's one way I throw away photos. I sat and I had a big box of family photos, and I realized that most of them were duplicates to my bigger files of photos. So I sat down in front of another movie, and I started putting them in piles. Megan, Aubrey, Noel, Caleb, family. And I gathered up the pile, put it in an envelope, wrote their name on it, and mailed it to them. Here's a bunch of old photos of you. And then I put the grief on them instead of myself. It was great. I do have a steamer chest with some very important photos that are family heirlooms that I will not get rid of. And a lot of those I've put on good paper that won't, you know. But can I just tell you, photos grow old like we do. They lose their color, all of those things, no matter how nicely you try to preserve them. I'm working with my husband right now on two great big boxes of slides from his growing up years that he, and the slide machine. And I keep telling him they're like yellowed. You can't hardly make out who's in the picture. And so we're working at that being gone by the end of summer, but we will see, because he's sentimental and it's his life. But here's the thing. His brother scanned every single one of them, and we have them. Oh, no, we have them. But it's that, those memories of sitting with mom and dad on the living room floor and having popcorn and turning on the old projector slide machine and clicking it. Who got to click it, you know? Or putting them in one of those little slide things, you know? Yeah, I think there's some tactile memories in there. All right, any other comments about photos? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you Google that, I did that the other day and pulled up, like, on my Apple photos, they changed from iOS to Apple photo, and it messed up my whole system. So I have been going on a lot and asking the question, and then you're going to see a whole bunch of responses from people. You go here, you click this, you find this under preference, you do this. So that could help you to figure it out. Whatever question you have, I guarantee it's already been asked. Yeah, and that's a quick way to figure out duplicates. I remember looking, and there is something that talks about duplicates. Yes.
mm-hmm. let's live in the moment. Let's do all this mm-hmm. stuff. Then I look back, I'm like, oh, no. And I don't want to like always put the words smile, you know, because then I feel like it's manufactured and it's fake, and I've got this like rosy album, all these pictures, and I knew they were crying all the time. Like,
yeah. I actually, as my kids have gotten older, I have learned to steal their photos. So I will go online. You can steal any photo off of Instagram or Facebook that you want. I do that all the time, like, because I want to see the events in their life, and I want to be able to hold on to some of those myself, so I will steal them. There have been some really cute pictures of Bronco with little kids this week. Like, there's this picture of him with his bathing suit on and his hat, and he's holding this little girl's hand, and all these kids are playing, and it's from the back, and it's like she doesn't want to go in and play, and she's standing there holding my 18-year-old son's hand, and I'm like, oh, but I didn't want to ruin the moment either, but then I saw that Mount Hermon took the picture, so I stole it from them. Yeah, so I do that a lot. Like, we did train day yesterday, and one of the girls took a bunch of pictures. I'm can you send those to me? So then I, air trap, back and forth. However, she couldn't get any reception because she had Verizon. So, yeah. So it's an option in that way. Anybody else have a? Yeah.
Well, I was just gonna say, I take a lot of pictures of my kids from the back. Yeah. Like in the midst of the moment.
Yeah.
I'll try to keep, you know. So maybe I don't have their face doing that activity, but they have them doing their back.
You wouldn't have one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Getting my family to do the Mount Hermon family picture, it's like pulling teeth. But I fought for it every year. And we have some pretty darn good pictures from it. Thank you. I mean, I'm like, wear blue. I don't care what color blue. Or one year we all wore purple and we did Rockies stuff for Colorado Rockies. This year we decided to do, because it's our Christmas card. That's what we use it for. And now it's the Mount Hermon Christmas card. I'm like, you're wearing Christmas clothes. I know it's July and it's really hot, but we're sitting down on the bridge and you're all wearing Christmas clothes. And they're like, you're going to hold a wreath? That's dorky. And I'm like, too bad. I know. Yeah. No. It was expensive. But I'm all for experience the moment, be in it. Yeah. That's why I don't take as many and I steal others later. All right, we're moving on. The master bedroom. I know all of your bedrooms look like this. This is not mine, but it's beautiful. And what makes it beautiful? Lack of clutter. Space. You have to skip some pages. Sorry. Bedrooms. There it is. A nice, peaceful color. Yeah. Yeah. Most likely, this is your bedroom or mine. It's not mine, I guarantee you. But this could be your bedroom. You know, it has clothes to be returned in the Target bag or, you know, stacks of paperwork. There's a baby monitor way up on top of the thing. Without raising your hand, how many of you have exercise equipment in your bedroom? Don't raise your hand. Yeah. The bed isn't made. Sometimes that happens in life, right, if we're going to be real about it. But I want to give you some ideas, and I want you to think differently about your master bedroom, okay? So I call that repentance. You think one way, and now you're going to think a different way. That's repentance. And you're going to go a different way, right? You acknowledge that this way is getting you nowhere, and you're going to go a different way. So here's some thoughts about your master bedroom that I just want to challenge you with. Your bedroom, even if you're single, it is the most sacred, intimate room of your house. It is, especially if you're married. That is your room for the most intimate things in your life. So why not make it more of a sanctuary, more of a place, not with a big cross above your bed. That's not quite what I meant by sanctuary, but a place to escape to, a place where the deepest, most important things in life are thought and discussed and done. All of that in your master bedroom. And so my thoughts on this, make it special. If you have exercise equipment or things that don't belong in there, get them out. Find a different place for it. I would challenge you to not have a TV in your master bedroom. I know some of you, I fall asleep to the TV, that's how I fall asleep, or we love to watch movies, whatever. They have a hotel rooms for that. You could have a go away and spend a night in a hotel room and enjoy your TV in your room. But it's not the best way to go to sleep. It's also not the best way to communicate with the person you love in your room. So that's a challenge, but you could just think about it because I don't meddle with that. It's your space, but it's a suggestion I would highly recommend. I also recommend that you think about, I heard this somewhere and I stole it because I really like it and I use it in my own bedroom. Don't raise your hand again. How many of you have pictures of your kids in your room? Pictures of your children. I would say pitch them, because who wants to be in a moment of intimacy and roll over and stare your toddler in the face? I mean, seriously. Or a picture of your in-laws in their wedding garb. I filled my room with pictures of just me and Mike. And I have pictures from Mount Hermon from years back, and I did them all in black and white. And just that's the focus of our room, is our relationship. It's our sanctuary. We have a big overstuffed chair in there. We have two overstuffed chairs in there, because you can't have a great conversation with one person in a chair. Someone on the floor or laying across the bed. Two chairs and a table to put a cup of coffee on. If you get rid of the elliptical machine, you have room for another chair. It's not the place to put the discarded things in your life. I would rather you have those in your kitchen than in your master bedroom. Candles, whatever. Make it a really special, sacred place. I have one light in my bedroom that is on a timer. And I said it goes off at 4 in the afternoon and comes on at 4 in the afternoon, goes off at 10:30. And I love that when I go upstairs in the evening at dusk, when I'm, you know, dusk is a weird time of day. Like your emotions kind of changing because you're changing thought into night and darkness. I think there's something about dusk. I love when a light comes on and I don't turn it on and I walk into the room and there's light in there. It's not a big light. And it's not a whole lot of electricity, but it really is great. It's a little bummer when you're sitting there reading at 10:30, it clicks off, but you could turn another light on. We have a pillow limit in our room, not due to me, but my husband. He said, more than 7 pillows, and I'm not making the bed. So I laugh, because sometimes he'll make the bed, and he'll leave 2 pillows off just on purpose, just to tease me, but I have gone with an all-white background on my comforter. I love it because if the dog gets on it or whatever, I can throw it in with some bleach and put it back on my bed. And then I use color in my pillows. So I have summer colors. I have fall colors. I have Christmas colors. I have blues and whites in February. So I change out the color and feel. And I love that because it gives me something fresh, something new. Yeah, I know. I have one cupboard that I store them all in the garage. Yeah, you could do that too. You could do covers that change out. Yeah. Then you make everything around it as best as you can. Yeah. The elliptical machine, you don't have to get rid of it. You just have to move it. Yeah. Yeah, these are things that are we work on together, right? What else? Let's talk a little about closets. This is the dream closet, you know. I don't think she has quite enough clothes, though. Four dresses, that's not very many. And definitely not enough shoes, right? But I think there's other alternatives to make closets look nice. Like, I like this picture with the boxes. A label maker would be really helpful. I think that is, if you want to go back and do anything that you're going to spend money on, buy yourself a label maker if you don't have one. And don't buy an expensive one. It doesn't need to be expensive because it's just going to label something, right? But files look a whole lot nicer when they're labeled. And fun folders, which you can buy at Target. So label things that are up in your closet so you remember what's in the box when you go to pull it down. You know, I like to take those boxes and stack them this way, and then you can stack things up in them, like sweaters, or like in Colorado, we changed out our closet because you have winter gear and you have summer gear. So we had things in storage for clothes. I think putting your clothes in order by color is a great way to visually organize. So you go in and you know, I'm going to wear these pants today. What color shirt goes with them? You know, you can go right to those colors. I redid Mike's side the other day. He doesn't care because I do the laundry and iron it and put it away. Actually, he irons, but I put it away for him. And he had kind of not put, they were a little messy. So I cleaned them up and put them all in order. And I said, did you notice I cleaned your side of the closet? Nope. But if he needs a blue shirt, he knows where they are. I think that works really good. Any other questions about closets? I think I gave you a bunch of things you can do in there to make it good. Drawer dividers are a great thing, and they're great for kids too because they give them a little spot. I used to take just like a little gift box and take the top off of it, and they fit little girl underwear like perfect, or a shoe box for socks. It's great. Then they're not just all over the drawer. Yeah. Question? Hand? They are. Yeah. It does. And it doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's doable. And that's not my closet, but I pulled it off because I like the boxes. I thought that's perfect. Yeah. At IKEA, they have these drawer dividers now. They're great. They're like soft-sided, and they come in a pack with a bigger size and then a bunch of smaller sizes, and they were like $5.99 or $6.99 for the whole thing, and a couple of different colors. I think those are worth some thinking through, you know, to put in to divide up space. It really just helps to keep, like, your little socks, your bigger socks, whatever, you know. Bathroom drawers. Yeah. Perfect. That's perfect. When my kids were littler, I did a little bit bigger container for that kind of stuff, and it would all be, well, we had one for bows and then one for all the other stuff, you know. But as they get bigger, you can divide them out even better. It's good. All right, so tomorrow, when you come back, we're going to go through kid organization, kitchen, and hospitality. So thanks for coming, and enjoy the rest of your day. You're welcome.